Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
One thing I do like to do is I like to get to the bottom of where words come from. And how about if I told you guys that there were words that don't come from the English language that we use all the time and don't even know?
Mm-hmm. The Men's Room Top 10.
Hola.
Aha.
The Men's Room Top 10
or more common words you use every day that aren't actually English. Now, who cares? Let's talk about the bunghole, shall we? Quit your snickering and listen up, you sniveling little snot. A bunghole is a hole bored into a liquid-type barrel to remove contents. The hole is then capped with a cork or a cork-like stopper called a bung. Yeah. It was popularized in the MTV cartoon series Beavis and Butthead that can be used as a personal insult or a slang for your anus. Fun fact, U.S. President Lyndon B. Johnson was recorded using the word bunghole while ordering slacks over the phone because the crotch cut into, well, his bunghole.
I have read that before.
Yeah, they put that in the movie, too.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, Bryan Cranston. So these are common words that you use every day that aren't actually English. We start actually with a shocking one to me. These are all in alphabetical order, by the way. It's not like there's one that's better than the other there. The pride of Florida, the alligator.
Isn't that Spanish?
Spanish explorers called it El Lagarto, the lizard, after spotting the massive reptiles in Florida.
Okay, they were probably super creative. What do you
call it? I like the sound of that better.
The lizard.
El Lagarto. That probably scared the living daylights out of them when they saw those. What the hell is that thing?
Well, I'm sure they said, man, we're calling it the lizard, right? And people in Europe are like, how will we know? You'll know.
Right.
If you go there, you got to know that's the lizard, yeah.
Another A word that is another Spanish origin goes great on toast.
Avocado.
Avocado. The green fruit
South
has
American.
Ancient roots in
Quetzalcoatl or something like that?
The Aztec. Yeah, Nahuatl. You actually nailed it. Nahuatl.
It's a testicle, right?
The Aztec language. The original word, Ahuatl.
Means testicle.
Literally means testicle. Mm. Yeah, probably thanks to its shape. Spanish colonizers softened
really?
It to
probably.
That is exactly
no, it's not. It's a squeezability.
Oh, no.
Not too firm.
Oh,
not too soft.
I like that's how they described it. It tastes good. What do you call it? Because keep in mind.
That is ripe.
If you live back then, you're not translating anything. It's equivalent to saying, what do you call this? We call it testicles.
Yay.
I mean, that's okay.
People tend to be a little bit neurotic about teachers or cult figures doing this to your kids.
Indoctrinate.
Close. B word, it's brainwash.
Brainwash.
Oh.
It isn't some old school English metaphor. It comes from the Chinese phrase, jinao, which means wash brain. American journalists use it to describe communist re-education tactics, and it quickly caught on. These days, it's tossed around in everything from cult documentaries to Twitter threads.
Sure.
It started as war slang.
Hmm.
This one's not going to shock you, but it's one of my favorite foods, and it's a Mexican-style food. The burrito.
Oh, yes.
You actually know where it comes from, though. I learned this...
San Diego.
No, what the word actually is supposed to mean.
You're saying you're contending that the burrito comes
the
from
Mission
San Diego.
The Mission-style burrito. Yeah.
Why would it be from the Mission District in San Francisco?
So what does it mean?
I learned this when I worked at Jack in the Box, and I had a Mexican gal that worked in the back, and she called them burros.
Burros.
That's what they were called. Oh, they're mule. Called little donkeys.
Yeah.
Little donkey.
Yeah, the Mexican dish burrito.
Can I get a little ass?
It makes sense to be San Diego. For some reason, I thought it was San Francisco based on the Mission District. I know that's stupid. They have no correlation.
The dish got its name from either from its rolled up shape or because street vendors once packed them like donkeys packed goods.
Okay, makes sense.
Yeah,
I love it. What about the churro then?
That might actually be on there.
Yeah.
This is a certain type of neighborhood that has a nice little roundabout right in the middle of it.
Cul-de-sac.
The cul-de-sac, straight out of French. Yeah. The term cul-de-sac precisely means bottom of a sack.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of the saying dead-end street, English speakers borrowed the fancier-sounding version. City planners loved it, GPS systems hated it, and homeowners swear it means peace and quiet.
Ow.
Cul-de-sacs tend to be quieter.
Generally speaking.
I mean, just because you live on them with those same people, so they're going to know if you're the loud one.
Exactly.
And you're around. I think you've got to face
it. Those neighbors are closer as far as the neighborhood.
Right. We heard about this particular word again. These are common words that you use every day that isn't actually English. We heard about this word a lot when the COVID pandemic came out. D word, disinformation.
Ah, okay.
The word disinformation isn't simply a fancier cousin of misinformation. It's actually rooted in a Cyrillic script, or acrylic script, I believe. Translates to disinformatia, a Cold War term for strategic lies and propaganda. The Soviets used it as a tool of psychological warfare. It slid into English during the 20th century and has since become a political buzzword.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. You all have worked with somebody that's like, that's another D word here as far as the...
Yeah, I have.
Not that one.
Oh, never mind.
No, it's somebody who's hard to work with because they're just very demanding. Everything needs to be their way. It's a diva.
Oh, diva.
Oh, yeah.
Is that Italian?
Is that Italian?
It is Italian. Yeah. Very good. Originally
from
meant...
opera?
Goddess. It described legendary female opera singers, the kind who brought audiences to tears and occasionally terrorized conductors. Over time, the term escaped the opera house and headed for Hollywood. Now it's labeled as anybody with talent, flair, and a habit of throwing tantrums in designer heels. Yeah, enjoy that.
It is.
15 common words that you use every day that aren't actually English. It's a new kind of text language. It's all these faces. They call them
emojis.
Emojis. Anybody
Japanese.
Know? Very good. Born in Japan, emoji combines E, which means picture, and moji, which is character. Don't confuse it with emotion.
Thought it was T.
It says don't confuse it with emotion. That's only a happy accident, actually. Japanese mobile companies created emojis in the 1990s to add flavor to text. The rest of the world caught on fast.
Okay.
All right.
I did not know that. This is a term for something that has gone completely off the rails. It's out. It is completely screwed up. It's an F word. No, it's not an F up. It's not FUBAR. It's a fiasco.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to guess Italian.
Italian. You guessed it. The disaster of a word came from the Italian theater slang fiasci, which means bottle, and actors used for far fiasco. To make a bottle. To mean a performance gone embarrassingly wrong, like spilling a bottle on stage.
Ah, okay.
English speakers snagged the word and turned it to a go-to term for any mess that unfolds in a spectacular, chaotic fashion.
That was a spectacular failure.
This one's not going to shock you. Genre. The word genre.
Genre.
What do you think, Ted?
French?
Nailed it. Pronounced the French way, this word doesn't get the English treatment. Genre means type or kind, although it directly translates to gender. The French handed it to the English-speaking world, mostly for art and literature, and it lives everywhere from movie trailers to Spotify categories. Use it right or risk sounding like someone who burns CDs.
We all do it.
Genre. Most people have this if they have a house.
Mortgage.
It's a mortgage. So where does the word mortgage come from?
Hell. Mortgage. Mortgage.
Mortgage.
Mortgage. So mortgage sounds like mortgage. Death. So I'm going to say like Latin or Italian.
I would say French.
The word mortgage sounds boring until you learn that it means death pledge in old French.
Yeah.
Wow.
If you hear mort, it ain't good, right?
And,
mortuary, mortician.
Strong, yep. Never thought about that.
It refers to a loan. It either dies when it's paid or it kills your ownership.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
If you default. Right. So every time that you pay your mortgage, remember that it's linguistically cursed.
It's a blood oath.
Do they have, what's the one? Paparazzi. Is that on there?
Paparazzi. That might end up on there.
Okay, I'll wait for paparazzi.
15 common words that you use every day that aren't actually English. Most people have a motto. Where's the word motto comes from?
Latin.
Italy. It might sound English enough, but motto actually comes from Italian, where it simply means a short saying or word. Nobles and knights used them as guiding phrases. Businesses and schools eventually copied the trend in the late 16th century. Since then, it's become the thing slapped on mission statements and college banners to sound deep.
Like a pizza.
Exactly. The word nachos comes up there, which isn't going to shock anybody. The word rucksack.
German?
Very good. It's not as fancy synonym for backpack. It's the German original, Rücken, which means back, and then sack, which means bag. British soldiers picked it up and brought it to English. Yeah, exactly.
Been gone so long, I'm glad to be back.
When somebody's good at something, they are savvy. Where does the word savvy come from?
Savvy.
15 common words that you use every day that aren't actually English.
Savvy.
Savvy.
I'm going to get something like Indian or something.
Sailors in the Caribbean picked this one up from the Spanish word sabe.
Damn it.
He knows is basically what sabe means.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah. The musical instrument, the piano. Where does piano come from?
Italian?
That's got to be Italian.
Very good. Piano comes from pianoforte, meaning soft loud.
Soft loud.
Soft loud.
What do you play? I play the soft loud.
Which, when I think about it, when I was in I was in band class, soft you had forte, loud. You had piano. Soft,
that's exactly it.
And then I'll leave you with this last one, this last common word that you use every day that isn't actually English. Everybody's favorite condiment, ketchup.
Chinese. Okay.
Exactly.
Oh, it is Chinese.
It is Chinese.
Well,
it's
Chinese, I believe.
Ketchup. A fermented fish sauce. British traders loved it and swapped the recipe to suit European taste.
Basically, I love fish sauce.
So you know what? Paparazzi is little insects.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, that's literally what it means. So that's why they started calling the paparazzi paparazzi. The idea was that they were annoying.
Right.
Vermicelli, the pasta, little worms.
Okay.
And it's one thing to translate it. It's another thing that if you're in Italy, you would literally order, let me get a bowl of little worms with butter.
Right.
Like, that is not a great sales pitch.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.